The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, on this ninth day of September 2019. And I've got David from Illinois online. David, a thought occurred to me talking about, God knows, I don't know what you're a witness to. I want to talk to you off air before we really go any deeper into this. But most of these people are now dead.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. And forgive me for asking. Go ahead.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
I had an older brother, and my older brother was so afraid they were going to do to him what they were doing to me. He left the country, and he won't come back.
And you were at what age when this was going on?
It started at 7. I left home at 19 and thought I'd get away from him, but by God, he had access to all the government computers. He found me everywhere I went. You know,
so he was scared.
And then he's sending me classified documents and classified photographs, and I'm like, why are you telling me this? He said, as long as you...
Of what? What was he sending you documents and photographs of?
He was assigned, and I got the security passes to some of these things. He was assigned to some classified bases in Nevada, mm-hmm. where he was first on a security detail for the testing of the stealth planes.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me about everything that was going on that classified base. And I asked him, why are you telling me this? He said, because they'll never let you go to court. We cannot allow you. And I seen things happen after that I became a whistleblower. And he said, we cannot let you get in front of that court because you will tell them everything and they're still looking for you. And I didn't know at the time who was still looking for me. You know, I didn't know. You know what it's like to sit there, and you're home for the weekend, and one of the FBI buddies gets drunk and gets mad and shoots somebody twice, and they're trying to figure out how to cover it up, and because they may still live.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Wait.
Yeah, the FBI. I don't know what problems the people have with the FBI. I mean, after all, David, it was started by a closet crossdresser. I couldn't imagine what the hell would be wrong with the FBI. Yeah. All right. David, I appreciate this. We've got your number. I'm going to call you, and I'd like to run over a little bit more information. I'd like to bring you back on once I'm aware of the parameters here and the right questions asked, because I can sit here and pin the tail on the donkey
right.
for the next 55 minutes. All right.
I have to say, yeah. real quick, if you're concerned, I sent information and documents to Vince. He's had me on his show quite a bit.
I understand. But that's Vince. He's on another network.
Right, right.
This is his friend. This is Republic Broadcasting.
I hope you don't get mad that I called another place.
No, Vince is not going to get mad for exposing this thing. Do you know how much he hates the weirdos? You don't have this. I've known him for a lot of years. And I'm telling you, you want to set Vinny off? Start talking about lesbians and homosexuals and the corruption of our school systems now, confounding our children as to what sex they are, going in pre-kindergarten at the age of 3 and 4 and programming these kids?
It's disturbing, isn't it?
It's not disturbing. It's disgusting. And this, and I'm telling you, this is the attitude, David. They think that they have got enough sewed up in this country that they can control. That they don't worry about it, because somebody is always telling them, "Hey, you know, you're one of us. We got you covered." Until one day, you decided you don't want to do this anymore, and then you become a potential liability to them and a real danger. That's when it comes from, "I've got your back," to "check your back, you got a 10-inch shiv in it."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, David, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Now, there's a call I didn't expect. That's what they, folks, that's what they believe. I'm in a position of power, of eminence, and I can't be touched. And if something does go wrong, I'll just call on my buddies, and they're there to, until it's big enough like a Jeffrey Epstein, until, yeah. The people that have the information, if they start coming out in droves now, and this is what, God, the fear porn peddlers out there, they've got everybody scared. Listen to this kid. Well, when he was a kid. He's now in his 50s. His older brother, as soon as he was old enough to get his hat, got out of the country and never came back. This is the kind of fear that they instill. When folks, you know, I'm not operating under somebody's system. I didn't come pre-programmed here with a computerized checklist. I was born a free man. Supposedly in a free country, and then I can live my life at my own measure, do with what I want with my life, as long as it doesn't impinge on somebody else's rights, as long as I'm not committing criminal acts, stealing from people or blackmailing them or doing whatever. Most people just want to get up in the morning. They want to kiss their wife. They want to hug their kids. They want to have their morning coffee. They want to go to work to earn a buck to pay the bills. They want a simpler life. I just saw a report the UN did today talking about all the people worldwide in these age groups are just committing suicide. And that somehow that the United Nations is going to weigh in on this suicide problem. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching this slack-jawed going, really? You don't know why people are killing themselves? I am not a psychiatrist, but let me offer this. When people have nothing that they can cling to, nothing that is good, they begin to lose hope. They begin to withdraw. And unfortunately, the drug companies, which has been pumping millions and millions and millions into Google, these are the people that don't want alternative stuff, and not the alternative homeopathic is the end-all be-all. Now, here, here comes the problem that nobody wants to talk about. Steve Alkins brought this up. And I, you know, I there is stuff that the medical, the establishment medical people do that, along with hand in hand with the drug companies, they're just there to ease your pain with a very healthy script of this is the bottle, get rid of your symptoms. And folks, not everybody in the homeopathic alternative, I mean, these people, they start reading the internet. They start reading stuff, and all of a sudden they become experts, and they just parrot what somebody else has done without actually doing some real testing themselves. And I mean stringent test. They just assume. Now, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong for a moment here. Before the pharmacies were out there, it was homeopathic, and what did we do? Well, we got a lot of cures from nature. Well, the only thing that the drug companies did was replicate that stuff using chemicals in labs. Goody for them. But we see the problem. Now they're coming out with stories. Thank you, Lester Holt, you traitorous little... I don't even know what you are. Doing stories on, oh, well, there's absolutely no connection between autism and child vaccinations. Really? Wow. Thank you for that, Lester. And see, I was just all a Twitter about absolutely nothing. It's a fascinating world we're in. Yeah, they don't know why people are committing suicide. They don't know why the vets that came back from the Middle East, they don't know why 22 of these people, both male and female, committing suicide every single day. I'm not talking about 20 years ago for a span of a decade. I'm talking about they're still doing it today. On an average of 22 service members rotating out of the Middle East, coming back to the United States, and then turning around and committing suicide. Nothing to see here, just move on. And as I started to say, the drug companies, well, this is a perfect opportunity, a little bit depressed here, take an SSRI. And we know the problems with the SSRIs, don't we? That many people become deranged. They actually disconnect from reality and they become part of their own delusion. Disconnected from reality, doing stuff that maybe they saw in a movie or maybe they just played the video game last night. They're so detached that they start acting on their own delusions. Let's not look into this. Nothing to see here. And what you're starting to hear now is more and more about mental health. Oh, yeah. There's people going crazy out there. Yeah, we got to identify who they are, and we got to grab a hold of them. We got to drug them up. Well, do me a favor. When you do that, put them in an isolation ward under 24-hour surveillance and sit and watch what your SSRIs do to these people that maybe they did have to see a counselor. Maybe they just needed to get out their anger. Maybe they needed somebody to talk to that understood what hell they went through and how much sunshine was pumped up their butt once they got over there and saw what we were really doing, come back and they were so damn depressed. Not finding a job. Not having a wife or a girlfriend that wants to listen to you. That they become isolated. That they become very much alone. Telling you folks, a blind man with a cane and a set of blinders on could see this. And this is no slight against the disadvantaged sightless people out there. Yeah, we got to do studies. Well, why don't you listen to this freaking network for a while? Maybe we can give you a few cues. Maybe we can give you a few pointers. This is all being approached from a top-down authoritarian. They pick the venue, they pick the time, the date, the subject matter, and how we're going to conduct this. And they do it repeatedly, time after time after time. I'm going to play this clip. Mike, skip that 20 after break. I'm going to play this dirty Google Big Pharma. And this is good stuff, folks. Like I said, you know, I could listen to this 20-minute video. I could go to the guy that was on here, and I can interview him myself. Well, if somebody is a good interviewer, rather than me going through all the stuff of scheduling them and all that stuff, the information is what I want to get out. If it's strong information, indication, and there's a lot more there, then I'll dive down the rabbit hole. But this, I want you to hear.
We're going to talk about healthcare and Google, which wants to get involved in the healthcare business, as does Amazon. And I'm sure Facebook's trying to figure out how to get involved in it, too. Why? Because it's a license to print money, and it is, the deck is stacked against consumers, and that's something that Google, Facebook, and Amazon love and can relate to. Did you know that 2 years ago, Glaxo, which is one of the big pharmaceutical companies, gave Google $718 million. That's pretty close to a billion. Now, how much influence do you think you'd have over somebody if you gave them $718 million? I mean, even Google, as rich as it is, $718 million is pretty influential. Pretty influential. So this story came and went. It was reported by the business press, and it was not picked up by the general press or even the health press, if such a thing exists anymore outside of Big Pharma. And it was published by CNBC. And the headline says, pharma company GlaxoSmithKline, I think that's how you say the whole company's name, is taking control of Google data to find out more about its customers. And in addition to vaccines and other things, Glaxo makes Tums and Nicorette and a whole bunch of over-the-counter things. Let's read from the article. Pharmaceutical companies are seen as experts in healthcare, which is a joke, rather than being at the cutting edge of digital technology. But the industry, like many others, is going through a revolution. No kidding. And part of that revolution involves killing off any kind of alternative information. Doctors, scientists, conferences, books, email newsletters, Facebook groups, they're all under attack. And that's pretty new. Do you think there might be some coincidence between Glaxo giving Google $718 million at the end of 2017, call it 2018, and the all-out attack on alternative media, health media, that took place only a year later? You think? Let's see. They want to develop a closer relationship with consumers, and they want to sell direct rather than through retailers. And here is Chief Digital Officer Mark Speichart. The more direct relationship we have with the consumers, the better, right? Because it enables us to do lots of great things like feeding into the innovation pipeline so that we create better innovation. It also means working more closely with Google to find out how people are searching for its products, according to Brian McNamara, Chief Executive of Glaxo's consumer health business. Now, I guarantee you that nobody is searching for Glaxo's products online. What they are doing is they're searching for health information. They've got some kind of a symptom, a pain, a dysfunction, and they're trying to get information about it. So what we're really talking about is Google and I'm trying to think of a polite word to describe Google. but I can't think of any, so I'm just going to move on, you know, head on. Google is changing its search algorithm. You know that algorithm thing that we're all supposed to be worshiping as the greatest invention since, you know, fire? The algorithms. Oh, the algorithms. They're so great. Well, just so you know, it was, is, and will always be a total load of bullshit. The idea that algorithms have any kind of objectivity is a joke. And nobody who knows anything about computer science believes that. And anybody who presents that in the news media or at a conference is just a flat-out liar. You know, what they're basically doing is evading responsibility and hiding their own culpability. In other words, we didn't do it. The algorithm did it. And the algorithm was done by great scientific principles. Yeah, right. Well, Google used to have a pretty interesting algorithm for search results, and it was innovative. And what they would do is, well, I'll give you a little history because it's interesting. It does rule.
You got the idea, and I'm not quite sure. He said he was going to be polite, and then he dropped the BS bomb. Rodney in Illinois. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Your caller from Illinois.
Yes.
His name was Lester?
No. His name is David. Where'd you get David. Lester?
Well,
that's not even close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine that. All right. Well, I'm in Illinois.
Yeah.
And Ralph Winterowd subbed for you. Recently.
Mm-hmm. Last Friday.
And I had a wild hair and I called in. I mentioned.
Okay. All right. Let me stop you right here. You're going to go on my show talking about another host on this network, and regardless of the fact that he's subbed for me, and you got a bone to pick with him, so you're calling this show to pick a bone with me about a host on this network. Is that right?
Absolutely not, John.
Okay.
I don't have a bone. I'm not picking a bone. I don't, you know, I like Ralph. I like, you know.
But you said you had a bone to pick. You called in, you had a bone to pick.
Did I say that? Did I actually say I had a bone to pick?
You mean you couldn't tell the difference? Hey, dump this. Let's get rid of it right now. You couldn't tell the difference between David and Lester? And then you just said you had a bone to pick, and then you said you didn't have a bone to pick? Thank you. The number for call-in is 800-313-9443. Can I get some sane people out there, please, to respond today? Thank you. Am I getting shorter in my old age? Mike, am I being unreasonable or just intolerant of BS? Man, I cannot open up my email. There's somebody, he admits he's a troll. By the name of Jack. And it's he admits he's a troll and that I'm like Alex Jones and I'm out there selling fear porn and I'm bilking people. And I emailed the guy back. I said, you know, you pretend to know about my business and you're all up in my business, but you don't know anything. And it's rather fascinating. I mean, just the exchange. And that's an example as to why I shut down the comment section to any news stories on this network. It is a one-way street. Go to the website, read the stories. Copy the URL, send them to your friends if you think it's important enough. But you know what? If you want to interact, that's done live. It's not done from a keyboard. It's not done from your grandma's basement someplace in Tulane. No. It's live and it's interactive. Moles and trolls. What to do? Well, you just bypass that. If you're going to go, you know, hey, there's a minefield right ahead of you. Okay. How far do I got to walk to the left or the right and then proceed without walking through the minefield? Oh, okay, thank you. And I'm on my way, uninterrupted. Yeah, it took me a few steps out of my way, but who cares? Mer in Wisconsin. Hello, Mer.
Hey, John. Let me smooth this over a little. You were talking about Lester Holt, and I think that's where the confusion came in.
Oh, well. Well, I don't...
But listen.
Yeah.
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the suicides, many of them, the people never even left stateside desk jobs. But they're so depressed because it seems hopeless, you know? There was a study done a few years ago, I think it was in 2016, and they asked people, you know, well, where are you getting these suicidal thoughts from? This was before they would be treated, mm-hmm. when they were starting to get depressed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they said it just seems hopeless, you know? And I think that's why, and I said this on a couple other shows, that Trump's had some of these things like a flyover on the 4th, different types of morale boosters, and these rallies. You know, because he's just trying to get people to want to live, basically.
Well, and Murr, I don't think I'm far off here in my critique as to why people are losing it. I mean, they're literally losing it. How many more stories do I have to hear about a husband that, well, he's so distraught that he cannot provide for his family anymore, so his solution is to shoot the wife and the kids? Or burn the house down, or whatever the case may be. Our soldiers that know what's going on and can't do a damn thing about it, can't really get anybody to recognize it or help them. They feel so helpless that they have to commit suicide. I mean, I am so done with this stuff that we lived normal lives. There wasn't too much that we couldn't handle. Yeah, there's adversity in life. Yeah, there's death. Yeah, there's disease. Yeah, there's all of those things. That's called life. That's what happens to you between birth and death. Bad things happen, but also good things happen. And that's that exercise of life itself. And this is what people are looking at now and going, eh, what's there to live for?
You know, it's really based in love, and love as unconditional compassion. And compassion means being with suffering, your own and others. And life is packed with suffering. That's how we learn. But you also need to enjoy, look to enjoy. And a lot of that is staying away from so much of this propaganda as much as you can. And when you feel tired, go take a little rest. You know, people don't allow them. You know, they take their, remember how they used to always take their pets, their dogs to the vet, and the vet would say, oh, well, take them out in the country. He needs to get out in the country.
Yeah, when was the last time you took your dog or your cat and saying, my dog or cat's acting depressed? Well, or they're hyperactive. Well, let's give them some doggy downers or some doggy uppers.
They probably do that now, but well, I'm saying they used to say, take your dog out in the country. And it's been proven, too, with children, inner city kids, and I was just thinking about that.
Children
with all the cement and everything, and
take them out. Check out the movie. I think it was done in 1939. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Well, I'm talking about children taking them out in nature, and just the color.
No. Dear, the whole thing centered around this guy that was being plugged in as senator that was going to do no harm, and he brings up a thing that somebody wanted to grab the land where he wanted to do exactly what you're suggesting. Get kids out of the inner cities. Did you ever see the movie?
Yeah, I did. It's been a while.
Okay, well, that was the basis of it. Here's Mr. Smith that went to Washington, and he's going to introduce a bill. He didn't know squat about how to do anything in Washington, so he got some good help. And he introduced a bill. Well, that started, stepping on somebody's toes. But that was the whole premise of that, was that he was doing a camp for boys to get them out of the inner cities and get them out in nature, get them away from the crap so they see what life is all about, Mer. Watch that movie again, man. I think you'll catch something else.
John?
Yes?
You know, David's voice, I think it all got to us because we know this is really the underlying thing. People are addicted to child porn. Even the groups they set up in the Pentagon.
Wait. Are you talking? Oh, okay. Well, that's an extrapolation there. We'll have to talk with him. Thanks for the call, Mark.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
We are back. Uh-oh. Ken in New York. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Well, I may not be the voice of sanity, but I heard the call. And the only time I look for Glaxo's products or any other pharmaceutical products when I do a search, and that's to find out the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm interested in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what possessed pharmaceutical companies to discover what fluorides can do, but it seems like all of this stuff started around mid-1980s when Prozac was first discovered or made into a drug. I don't know whether it was known that fluoride...
Ken, the reason I'm laughing, there's a big lake up near Dallas, Texas. And what was... people were being tainted with the drinking water because people were taking so much Prozac and other pills that they were bypassing, being flushed down the toilet. The treatment plant wasn't taking the stuff out, and it ended up in the water and started infecting other people. That's how bad, and that was a decade ago. That's how many people. And I mean, this is a large body of water. We're not talking about, you know, a couple acres of a pond or something here. We're talking about a huge lake, billions of gallons of water. No, 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 no. Nothing to see here, Ken. Let's just move along.
I've heard those stories before. I've heard them up here. And we've been told for years that we had the cleanest drinking water in the universe. Now all of a sudden we're being told it's the dirtiest drinking water in the universe.
Well, hey, the old adage, what you don't see can't hurt you. So if you get a glass of water out of your tap and you look at it and there's no sediment, no floaty stuff in there, well, that's clear, isn't it? That's safe for you, right?
Yeah, I use one of our filters. It actually makes very good tasting water. I'm probably on the third or the fourth one by now. I think I got four of them off the store.
I was just going to say, please tell me you purchased it from our store.
Yeah, thank you. That's the one, the G2.
Thank you.
No, I bought the pitcher last year, and every once in a while I purchased two filters the last time so I wouldn't have to keep buying singles. I think I'm going to get the big can one. It really does make tasty water compared to, some of the stuff you buy in the store.
You know, funny you should mention that because Tom and I have been talking. I mean, he got down here last Tuesday, and it's been nonstop. We're working on some stuff that I had to take a couple of days off to get in there. But at any rate, he and I were talking about this, and he says, man, I'm surprised. He says, your water down here is great. And I looked at him, and I said, what do you mean great? He says, man, it's soft. He says, generally, he says, in Philadelphia, you take a shower. He says, I couldn't take but one or two showers a week because that stuff was just really hard on my skin. Now, folks, if you've never had the pleasure of being in Philadelphia to drink the water that's contaminated and it smells like rotten eggs, sulfur and God knows what else, iron and everything else, he thinks this water's... I said, Tom, this is hard water. I said, my water softener is bypassed. And he says, well, man, he says, take a look at my hair. He says, it looks like soft water to me.
But maybe that's where those... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but that water up in Philadelphia, it reminded me when I was just a child. My mother went to go visit her sister outside of Philadelphia. And I said I was thirsty, and she said, well, I haven't gone to the store, have a glass of water. I'm pouring water in the sink. I threw up. That's how bad the stuff smelled.
Wow. No, yeah. We've never had anything that bad, but you may have just touched on why those rumors were circulating a few years ago about Hillary smelling like sulfur.
Nah, that's because every once in a while she'd leave hell just to make an appearance on the surface of the earth. And she dragged that smell with her. That's fire and brimstone, brother. When you smell that, run like hell. All right. Hey, Ken, thanks, man.
Good night.
Take care. How the CIA and Mossad and the Epstein Network are exploiting mass shootings to create an Orwellian nightmare. Now, folks, you know the old adage, never let a good crisis go to waste. And by the way, this is by Whitney Webb. She is safely out of this country, and evidently they haven't found her in Argentina, otherwise they probably would have killed her. But MintPressNews.com has been carrying her material, and we thank you for that, guys. Following another catastrophic mass shooting or crisis event, Orwellian solutions are set to be foisted on a frightened American public by the very network connected not only to Jeffrey Epstein, but to a litany of crimes and frightening history of plans to crush internal dissent in the United States. Now, before I continue with this, I got to tell you what happened today. Tom was witness to this in my living room. I had a car loan through Chase. Well, I had several through Chase. And the last car I had was a Mazda CX-9. This was the battle wagon that I could jump into, all-wheel drive. I could drive anywhere with complete confidence. This sucker ain't going to break down. And if I've got to go off-road for a little bit, I'm not going to be stuck in some mud puddle someplace. Well, the only reason I bought the car, it was zero interest. Yeah, I actually had good credit at one time. Like most of you out there had good credit at one time, but no longer do. And it was on the issue I had to turn that car back into the dealer. Not at the instructions of Chase. This was my own decision. I had the car half paid off. The payments, even at zero interest, were so high I couldn't afford to keep them, maintain them. This is part of the project of whacking out the if you want to perceive paying for a car in excess anymore, but at any rate, to fill a specific need, bug out buggy, if you will, traveling with friends, going to events, making sure in the middle of the night I'm not broke down on the highway to be inspected and detected by some cop. You know, I have my reasons. At any rate, so I turned it back in the dealer and I said, get me into something cheaper. They sold me off of the floor. And this is how good the car, this is how nice a shape it was in. Let me see, this was has been 2.5 years, so 1918, 1970. At the end of 2016, early 2017, that's when I purchased the used vehicle to look brand new off of their floor, but it was already 5 years old. And they said, oh, well, let's run the numbers. Okay, well, Chase wants you to pay $1,000. Well, is that for what? Well, that's just what they said. Pay $1,000 and they'll write you up a... Well, I thought, okay. Then I discovered at 16.5%. I thought, well, I'm desperate. I can't pay for this. I don't want them coming and snatching stuff. I want to, if I make an agreement, contractual agreement, and to try to honor it the best way I can, find any solution to rectify whatever problem I'm having. Well, I did. Who the hell wants to turn in a car that's half paid off? Not anybody I know. Because you know what happened during that period of time? Well, the vehicle lost a lot of its value when you title it, drive it off the lot. Yeah, it even happens to Mazda folks. So I called the bank today. And I said, look, I've requested before to refinance this thing. 16.5% is a little excessive. And I'm on the phone for an hour. Well, I'm not the person. You need to put in an application. I said, I already did that. I was turned down. Well, why were you turned down? My credit sucked. And then I lit into him. I said, you want to know why my credit sucks? You want to know why nobody has any money? You want to know why 22 radio networks, of which I'm involved in that field, have gone bankrupt? Why one of the biggest radio networks in this country is $22 billion in a hole? I said, I'll tell you why. And I said, you'll really enjoy this. They wrangled all of this and put it on Mr. and Mrs. Anybody, Anytown USA's tax bill. And I even told the story about talking to the Chase Bank manager high up on the food chain down from New York to calm the fears back in September of 2009. To the Chase people, their managers, they had a big confab to tell them everything is going to be okay. And at which time this guy told me, he said, you know, I've got two betting pools in New York. And I said, you're joking. He said, no, we got two betting pools on when the economy is going to totally collapse, October or November. Well, it didn't happen because of quantitative easing. You remember, too big to fail. Oh, we can't let these banks fail. And then I got into the issue of being debanked and them canceling my credit card because I was just like any other customer out there, new or been with them for 10 years, didn't matter. Every once in a while they run a credit check and you just didn't meet the standard for one of our credit cards, therefore you're canceled. Then a few weeks after that, oh, well, you've been debanked. You're no longer banking at Chase. And when asked the reason why, well, we don't have to tell you. Mentioning to this person, Project Veritas. I said, you know, the guy sitting in my living room right now actually knows some big high power attorney in New York that might be very interested in this because Project Veritas found Chase Bank debanking people that were conservative. Oh, my goodness. And then I have Chase not only canceling my card because I paid off the balance on that card. Had a little money. Only had a credit limit of $2,500. It was like $2,100, $2,200. Had some money. Paid it off. 2 weeks later, oh, they run a credit check on me and cancel me. Oh, then they cancel my account. But you know what they still have? They still have that car loan. So I called up today and I said, look, after all of this explanation, I said, the only thing I'm asking you to do is find somebody in the refinance department that's going to look at this account in total and my payment histories and all of that and reduce the damn rate. Well, hour and 15 minutes later, yet no resolution. And I told him, I said, you know, people have been bugging me. And they've been asking me, John, why don't you find out who else out there? Why don't you lead the charge? You know, maybe we can get a class action suit going. Because just as you heard that they're doing, okay, Google eliminating, they get $700+ million, and all of a sudden they're going after the alternative, you know, holistic people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or that conservatives are being thrown off of Facebook and Twitter. Oh, that's just an accident. And people being debanked, that's just an accident. No, it's not. And I'll tell you something else. Down here in Texas, this one branch, and I'm not being racial here. I am just making an observance. Not one of these people in this branch anymore are white. They're all Mexican, foreigners, Indians, you name it. Not one face in that bank is white. And folks, I'm in the middle of damn Texas here. You tell me there's not an agenda going on. Well, evidently, they're going to make a few calls and they're going to get back to me. I said, look, I'm not asking. I'm not trying to blackmail you people. I'm not trying to threaten you. If I ask you for your law offices, give me a name of an attorney. I said, this is not a shakedown. I'm not telling you I want my car for free, otherwise I'm going to do this. I said, but I got to tell you, people have been after me to lead the charge against Chase. Because you've been caught doing it. Well, we'll have to get back to you on that one. You think I ought to hold my breath while I'm waiting? Tony in Texas. Hello, Tony.
Hello, John.
Hi.
With regard to the military suicide rate,
yeah.
It's partly due to the meds and the horrific nature of their business. But it's also due to the soldiers in the Middle East while working with their counterparts. One of their jobs is to procure children for sexual predation.
Oh, God.
And it's at the highest positions in a lot of countries. And just think about Epstein. He had women procure children, and he did it for blackmail. So this is pervasive throughout the world. And my hope is that we've got some people out there that are trying to make this stop.
Well, and what I suspect, Tony,
yes, sir,
is it's a lot deeper and it's a lot broader than anybody could have imagined.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's coming, and you know, everybody wants to say, oh, they're part of a devil cult, that they're in the basement and they're sacrificing children on altars. This is when you get to this point that you think you're above it all and you can do whatever the hell you want to do with impunity,
mm-hmm.
That's where this is coming from.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
And there is a portion, and I'm sure that's even, imagine, Tony. I recruit you into my little inner circle, and you know, we do some black magic stuff, and you know, and you're part of the club, and you know, you like my wife's fondue, and you know, we serve good alcohol, and yeah, it's kind of a diversion, yeah, it's kind of fun, and then during that time, I collect information on you to blackmail you with it. That's, I believe, what's more behind this, and I'm not saying. Trust me on this one, folks. I'm not saying that there's not the devil cult out there that actually believe what they believe. I'm not saying that. But the majority of the stuff is coming from the people that think that they cannot be touched.
I quite agree with that. And yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I know a bunch of ex-military, or, I mean, once a Marine, always a Marine, I guess. But there are a lot of those folks out there that have been sweeping this country and putting a lot of people away. And, I mean, and you're right. It's deeper and wider than we could ever imagine.
You know, Tony, this is why I said a couple of weeks ago, I have been left relatively alone for all of these years. I was run up on by the FBI, the ATF, the county sheriff. people that showed up that obviously didn't fit the suit that they were in, and God knows where the hell they came from. They were the enforcers. But That's the last time I ever had a scrape with any FBI people. That's the only time they ever wanted to talk to me. But knowing what's going on and still not plumbing the depth of it or how desperate they're getting to shut people up, this is why I said on the air, no FBI people at my house. You're going to be considered an enemy on sovereign property. And that's it.
Sure.
You know, don't send any agents out that have families. Please don't do that.
Oh, I hear the music.
Yeah. Anything else, Tony?
No, sir. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dresser. Got the guru on the trailer and the full-course pleasure. Got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
At any rate, Whitney is at it again following another catastrophic mass shooting or crisis event. Orwellian solutions are set to be foisted on a frightened American public by the very network connected not only to Epstein, but to a litany of crimes and a frightening history of plans to crush internal dissent in the United States. Following the arrest of the subsequent death in prison of alleged child sex trafficker, I would read that as following the arrest and subsequent alleged death in prison of alleged child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. A little-known Israeli tech company began to receive increased publicity, but for all the wrong reasons. Not long after Epstein's arrest and his relationships and finances came under scrutiny, it was revealed that the Israeli company Carbine E911 had received substantial funding from Epstein, as well as Epstein's close associate and former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, and Silicon Valley venture capitalist and prominent Trump backer Peter Thiel. Carbine 911, or simply Carbine, developed call handling and identification capabilities for emergency response services in countries all over the world, including the United States, where it has already been implemented in several U.S. Counties and has partnered with major U.S. tech companies like Google. And you just thought it was the pharmaceuticals. No. It specifically markets its products as a way of mitigating mass shootings in the United States without having to change existing U.S. gun laws. Yet Carbine is no ordinary tech company, as it is deeply connected to the elite Israeli Military Intelligence Division, Unit 8200, whose alumni often go on to create tech companies, Carbine among them, that frequently maintain their ties to Israel's intelligence, and according to Israeli media reports and former employees, often blur the line between their service to Israeli defense and intelligence apparatus and their commercial activity. Carbine is one of several Israeli tech companies marketing themselves as technology solution to mass shootings that has direct ties to Israeli intelligence agencies. In each case, these companies' products are built in such a way that they can easily be used to illegally surveil the government's institutions, and civilians that use them. A troubling fact given Unit 8200's documented prowess in surveillance as a means of obtaining blackmail and Israel's history of using tech companies to aggressively spy on the U.S. government. This is further compounded by the fact that Unit 8200 linked tech companies have previously received U.S. government contracts to place backdoors into the U.S. entire U.S. telecommunication systems, as well as the popular products of major American tech companies, including Google, Microsoft, and Facebook, many of whose key managers and executives are now former Unit 8200 officers. Israeli Prime Minister Benny Netanyahu has made it no secret that placing Unit 8200 members in top positions in multinational tech companies is a deliberate policy meant to ensure Israel's role as a dominant global cyber power. Really? If you want to read the rest of the story, go to republicbroadcasting.org. Folks, copy the URL and send it to your friends. We ain't got a whole lot of time to educate and bring people up to speed, okay? It's important. We all have to get together. Otherwise, these people will be shutting us down one by one by one, and in not so nice ways, depending on how much of a threat you are to them. So let's use this First Amendment while we still have the opportunity to do so. I want to thank you for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.